You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street, the very first of this trading week. The index heavyweights lifted markets from its lows. Nifty ended above 10,900. These will be among the big stories we'll be tracking as we take this evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
A good fight put up by the bulls in the last hour ensured that the market had a good start to the week. The Sensex closed with gains of over 100 points, while the Nifty ended above the 10,900 mark. Buying counters were buzzing in case of index heavyweights such as Reliance Industries as well as the HDFC Twins. The rally in these names helped the frontline index recover from the day's low point. To put things in perspective, shares of HDFC Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank contributed over 90% of Nifty Bank's gain. The steady positive close comes amid mixed global cues as investors there reacted to corporate earnings. Bulls managed to shrug off negative cues such as rise in crude prices and a weaker rupee. At the closing market hours, the Sensex was up 113.31 points, or 0.31%, at 36,582.74, and the Nifty was up 18.6 points, or 0.17%, to close at 10,912.3. The market breadth was negative as 813 shares advanced against a decline of 1,754 shares, while 161 shares remained unchanged. Very quickly, some stocks that made all the news today. Shares of Reliance Communications tanked over 35% as investors turned cautious of the company opting for insolvency proceedings. Shares of IDBI Bank fell 4% after reporting another quarterly loss for the December quarter, and Titan was the top index gainer after it posted strong numbers for the December quarter. Very quickly then, a flight across the world. European stocks have been trading lower today on Monday as investors there digested corporate earnings cues. The pan-European Stock 600 edged 0.1% lower in Europe. Turning to Asian markets, Japan's Nikkei 225 advanced 0.46% to close at 20,883.77, while the TOPIKS, the broader TOPIKS index of Japan, rose 1.07% to finish its trading day at 1,581.33. And shares of tech giant Sony closed down 8.07% after the company cut its sales and operating revenue forecast for the fiscal year. Well, to ease you into the financial trading week, this is going to be a very short walk. Hopefully, you'll join us tomorrow in the morning when we bring to you a recap of all that happened today and all that we can expect over the course of tomorrow. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.